Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rabbi Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Pei Zayin. The Mishnah, Daf Pei Dalet, Amid Beis, is Mesayim with the Halacha. One who is buying Pishton from his friend, he is not koine the Pishton until he makes a kinyan of Meshicha. And the Mishnah says, Vim hoye mechubu lekarka, if the Pishton was mechubu lekarka, v'tolash kolshu, and he cut a kolshu of Pishton, he's koine all the Pishton which he wishes to be koine. And the Gemara and Daf Pei Zayin asks, Mishum Zektolash Kolshu Kone, I day this that he's Koine, he's Toilish one piece of Pishton, he's Koine all the Pishton which he wishes to be Koine. Om Rev Sheshes, Hachabe Mayaskinon, the Omar Le Lech Yefeloch Karka Kolshu, the Meicher tells the Lekeach, go be Miyape the Karka, a Kolshu worth of Yipoy, make the Karka a little bit better, and I day this that he's making the Karka better a Kolshu. Koni kol mashallah, he should be koine all which is on the karka. The hainu, he should be koine all the pishton which is mechubel the karka. There are a number of mahalchim in the Rishonim to explain this teretz of Rav Sheshes, that when the meicher tells the lekech to be miyape the karka koshu, through this yipoy is koine all the pishton which is mechubel the karka. The Rashbam is mefarish, the meicher is telling the lekech to make a kinyan chazaka on the karka, to be machzik in the karka. He day this that he's been miyape the karka koshu, he is making a kinyan chazaka in the karka. And with this that he's making a kinyan chazok in the karka, he's koine all the pishton which is mechubel the karka, being that the pishton is mechubel the karka, the pishton also has a loch of karka. And with this maisi yipoy that he's being miyape the karka kosher and making a kinyan chazok in the karka, he can be koine the pishton which is mechubel the karka and also has a loch of karka. And the Rashbam speaks out, v'osim asnisim l'ashme'inon, the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, that the chazaka in the karka is mahani in the pishton, even though one is not buying the karka and he's not being kind of the karka. Still, this that he makes the kinyan chazaka in the karka and the pishton is mechubel karka, the kinyan chazaka in the karka helps that he can be kind of the pishton which is mechubel karka. Rabbi Aaron Levin in Nayelas HaShacha asks, how is it that the kinyan chazaka which one is making in the karka helps to be kind of the pishton which is mechubel karka? Although we find the halacha that when one makes a kinyan in karka and he's koine a piece of karka, he can be koine a day this maisa kinyan and this maisa chazaka which he's making in this karka, he can be koine even 10 karkois in other places. Being that all karka is attached to each other, the Gemara says, sadna de arachadu, all karka is mechubit to each other. A day the maisa kinyan that he makes in one piece of karka, he can be koine up to 10 karkois. Oh, but that's all in a case when the place where he's making the kinyan chazaka, he's being machzik in the karka, he's being kind of that karka also. And not only can he be kind of that karka, he can be kind of other karkois along with this karka. But in our case, with the place where he's making the kinyan chazaka, where he's making the yipoy kosher, was in the karka, and he's not being kind of the karka, he's only being kind of the pishton. How is it that when one is making a yipoy kosher in the karka and making a maisa kinyan on the karka, through that he could be kind of also the pishton, which is mechubel karka? If he's not being kind of the karka, how could the maisa kinyan work on the pishton? L'chayra, the maisa kinyan only works once he's been kind of the karka, he could be kind of other karkois, which is also attached to it. And the chayre, it's mevuah from the Rashbam, a chiddush, that the Rashbam's understanding, when one makes a maisa yipoy in the karka, we don't look at it as a maisa yipoy only in the place where the yipoy happened, and that he's kind of that place where the yipoy happened, and also along with that, he can be kind of the rest of the karka also. Only when one makes a maisa yipoy in the karka, we look at it as a maisa yipoy in the entire karka, b'chlol yuso. He made a yipoy in this karka, he did a maisa kinyan to be kind of this entire karka. So being that he made a maisa kinyan on this entire karka, he could pick which parts of the karka he's being koine ide this maisa kinyan, and he could say this yipoy kosher, which is the maisa kinyan, the entire karka should only be koine chetzi of the karka. And which chetzi does he want to be koine? He wants to be koine the pishlon, which is mechubel karka. But it's not the pshat he's making a maisa kinyan in the place, in the area of the land where he actually made the maisa yipoy, and then everything else is being nikna agav this, that he's koine that place. Only it's a maisa kinyan in the entire karka, it's a maisa kinyan in the Kloliusa of the karka, and then he could say he wants to be kind of half the karka, the hainu, he wants to be kind of the pishton and not be kind of the karka itself. But Al-Kupanim, the other Rishonim are chaylik on the Rashbam, and the other Rishonim do not explain the Gemara like the Rashbam, is for this reason, because they hold this, that when we say that when one is kind of a karka, he could be kind of the entire karka, there yipui koshu, is only if he's been kind of the area where the yipui koshu happened. He made a maisa chazaka, a maisa kinyan in the karka, he was kind of that area where he made the maisa chazaka. But in our case, where the yipoy happened, the hainu, he made a maisa chazok in the karka, and he's not being koine the karka, we do not consider that a maisa chazok to be able to be koine the pishton, which is mechubel the karka, without being koine the karka itself. Tosis explains the Gemara's teretz of lechu yefeilucha karka koshu, this that he's making a maisa chazok in the karka, is being koine the karka for himself, a kinyan she'elo. He's borrowing the karka, and now the karka is his bekinyan she'ela, and he's borrowing it for the borrowing the karka for the purpose to be kind of the pishtan she'alel, being that the pishtan is inside the karka, and mainly could be kind of the pishtan with the kinyan of chatzah. And therefore, he's being making a maisa kinyan and a maisa chazaka in the karka, that now it's his bekinyan she'ela, and now the karka can now be kind of him the pishtan with the kinyan of chatzah. There are a few chidushim which come out of this that Taisa's mukum de gemar with the kinyan of chatzah. The shita of the shach in Choshe Mishpat, Simin Reish Beis, and also in Simin Kuf Tzadi Chesef Katan Zayin, the shach holds the kinyan of chatzah only allows one to be kind of chafetzim in the chatzah when the chafetzim come into the chatzah. When one owns a chatzah and a chafetz comes into the chatzah, in such a case, the chatzah is kind of him, that now the chafetz belongs to him. But that's only b'shas the chafetz comes into the chatzah. If the chafetz is already in the chatzah before the one who wants to be kind of the chafetz will own the chatzah, b'shas he's kind of the chatzah, he does not get the chafetzim which are already in the chatzah from before. And the kinyan chatzah is only for the chafetz which comes into the chatzah. A chafetz which is already in the chatzah, one is not kind of with the kinyan of chatzah. And the chayef from our tesis, we see not like the shach. Our tesis is saying that when he's being kind of the kaka with the kinyan of she'ela, and ayidei this, he's going to be kind of the pishtan with the kinyan of chatzah. Although the pishtan is already in the chatzah before he was kind of the karka with the kinyan of shayla, afiluhachi, once he is kind of the karka with the kinyan of shayla, he can now be kind of the pishtan shayla with the kinyan of chatzah. Also, the nesivis and simen reish mem aleph sevkot and gimel paskins that one cannot be kind of karka with the kinyan of chatzah. The nesivis says one cannot be even kind of an eved kanani, which is hukash lekarkois. He cannot be kind of with the kinyan of chatzah because karka cannot be nikna b'chatzah. Karka can't be kind of karka. There is a meach in Ilchus Geirish and asks on the Nesivus from our Taisus, we see that one can be kind of the Pishtom, which is Agavi Akarka with the Kinyan of Chatzah. One is being kind of the Karka with the Kinyan Sheila, that now he should be able to be kind of the Pishtom Sheila with the Kinyan of Chatzah, although the Pishtom is Mechubal Akarka. Afilu Achi, he can be kind of Karka with the Kinyan of Chatzah. We see not like the Nesivus that one cannot be kind of Karka with the Kinyan of Chatzah. There's another mahalach in understanding Taisus. The Chazanish learns Taisus similar to the Rashbam. That Taisus also means that one is being kind of the Pishtam, which is Mechubu Lekarka, Idei this, that he's being Meyapa the Karka Kolshua, making a kinyan Chotzer on the Karka. Only Taisus learned, not like the Rashbam, that one cannot be kind of the Pishtam without being kind of the Karka, which is making a Chazaka in. Therefore, Taisus learned that one is making a kinyan Chazaka in the Karka, he's being kind of for a kinyan of Shelo. And that's enough that he's been kind of the Karka also, that now his kinyan Chazaka in the Karka could be kind of the entire Karka, even the Pishtam, which is Mechubu Lekarka, is also included in this kinyan Chazaka, which he is making on the Karka. And he could say that he wants the Karka to be nicknamed him with the kinyan of Shelo, that now he's borrowing the Karka, and the Pishtam Shelo, the Maisa kinyan Shavuk, to make a kinyan Gomer, that now he's been kind of the Pishtam, and the Pishtam now belongs to him. And the Fidus have one of the Chazanish in Taisus, it's not Shver from Taisus on the Shach or on the Nesivus. It's not Shver on the Shach, because we're not discussing over here a Kinyan of Chatzah Bechlal. One is being kind of the Pishtam with the Kinyan of Chazaka, he's making a Chazaka in the Karka, being kind of the entire Karka, Chetzer B'Sheilo, and the Pishtam, which is Al-Mechubel Karka, he's being kind of Kinyan Gomer. So we're not discussing a Kinyan Chatzah, if it's not Shver on the Shach, how could one be kind of Pishtam, which is ready in the Karka before you own the Karka? And it's not Shver on the Nesivus, one is not using the Kinyan of Chatzah to be kind of the Pishtan on Mechubel Karka, he's been kind of with the Kinyan of Chazaka, not with the Kinyan of Chatzah, and Avada could be true that one cannot be kind of Karka with the Kinyan of Chatzah. There is a third Mahalach in the Rishonim to explain our Gemara, and it's really a different Girsa in the Gemara. Beinu Yoina and the Rif have a Girsa, Hachav Mayaskinon, the Omar Leich Yefei Li Karka Koshu, that the Meicher tells the Lekeach, Leich Yefei Li, do me a job, work for me, and be miyapa the karka koshu for my purpose. I will owe you a tashlumin for the pe'ula that you did. I'm going to owe you the tashlumin ischiris for this that you worked my karka. And this that I'm going to owe you a pruto will be a kesef. And with this that I owe you a kesef, you're going to be kind of all the pishtam with the kinyan kesef. Karka is nikna b'kesef. And now that I owe you a pruto, you could use that pruto that I owe you to be kind of the pishtam with the kinyan of kesef. And according to this, one is not using the kinyan chatzah bechlal, and he's not using a kinyan chazaka bechlal to be kind of the pishtan. He's doing work for the meicher, and with this that he's doing work for the meicher will now owe him a pruto, and that pruto that he owes him, he could use to be kind of the pishtan, which is mechubel karka, because karka is nikna bekesef. To summarize, we said over three mehalchim to explain the teretz of the Gemara. The Rashbam understood the Gemara that one is the lekeach is being kind of the pishton on mechubel karka. This that is being machzik in the karka with the kinyan of chazaka, and chazaka is mehani on the karka, and it's mehani on the pishton on mechubel karka. And the chiddush of the Rashbam was, although he's not being koneh the karka, which he's making the maisa chazaka in, he's making a yipoy in the karka, and afilu hachi, he could be koneh the pishtan amachubul a karka, because the yipoy he's making in the karka is a maisa kinyan on the entire piece of karka, and he could say he's being koneh chetzio, the hand of the pishtan amachubul, without being koneh the karka, which he's making the maisa chazaka in. Tosis is mefarish, the gemara, the lekech, has been koneh the karka with the kinyan of she'elo, and with this that he owns the karka b'she'elo, he's koneh the pishtan amachubul, the kinyan of chatz. And we asked the Shach in Siman Kuf Tzadi Ches and Siman Reish Beis hold that one cannot use the Kinyan of Chatzah to be Koine Chafetzin that were already in the Chatzah beforehand. The Kinyan of Chatzah is only Mahani for Chafetzin that come into the Chatzah after the Lekech already owned the Chatzah. And being that aware the Pishtun was already in the Chatzah before the Lekech made a Kinyan She'el in the Chatzah, L'chayu Kinyan Chatzah shouldn't be Mahani to be Koine the Pishtun. We asked also the Nesivis in Siman Reish Mem Aleph holds one cannot be koine karka with the kinyan of chatzin. Over here, the pishton amachubul a karka. How could one be koine that pishton aide the kinyan of chatzin if karka cannot be nikna bechatzin? We said over a second understanding of Tosis. The Chaznish explains Tosis is really learns like the Rashbam. One is being koine the pishton aide the kinyan of chazaka that is being machzik in the karka, and with this that he's machzik in the karka, he's koine the pishton amachubul also. Only the Rashbam was shver. Tosis argued in the Rashbam that one cannot use the kinyan chazaka to be koine pishton if he's not being koine the karka itself, and therefore Tosis explained that one is being koine the karka with the kinyan of she'elo, and once he's making kinyan on the karka, who adin can be koine the pishton she'ala, also being that it's mechubah to the karka, and the karka is nikna b'she'elo, but the pishton on mechubah is being koine a kinyan gomer. We set up a third mahalach that ben yoyna to give some the gemara. Leich yafei li karka koshu, the meicher is telling the lekech to work for him, to make a yipoy for him, that now he will owe him a pruta for the work that he did for him. And with that pruta that he owes him, the lekech could use the pruta to be kind of the pishtan, because karka is nikna v'kesef, who had in the pishtan amachubu lekarka, as a loch of karka, and can be nikna v'kesef, it's nikna with this pruta that the meicher owes him. The next Mishnah discusses the halachas of one who is selling yayin v'shemen l'chaveroi, v'hukroi shehuzlu, the wine of the shemen went up or went down in value. At what point is the lekeach koine the yain that now it's his wine that went up and went down in value? And the Mishnah tells us, im achel in ismalas amida, before the measuring cup they were using to measure the wine and the oil before it is filled up, the wine and the oil still belongs to the meicher, and it's hukah v'huzah b'shus ha-meicher. Mish in ismalas amida, once the mida is filled up, then the hukah and the huzal is the lekeach already owns the yain and the shemen and the yeker and the zayla shalai. The Rashbam is mefarish, we are discussing the keli of the sarser, it's a keli of a third party that they are using, and memela it's borrowed for the meicher and the lekech to use to measure the shemen and the yayin which the lekech is buying. And in such a case, the she'ela is that it should belong to the meicher until the midah is filled up, and once the midah is filled up, now the keli is now shol to the lekech, being that it's at once it fills up, it's shol to the lekech is kind of the yayin and the shemen, which is now in his keli. Therefore, actually, in his smalas, it belongs to the meicher because the keli is his. And misha in his smalas, it belongs to the lekech because the keli belongs to him. And the Rashbam explains, we are discussing where the keli of the sarser is in a chatzah shashneim or in a simta. It's in a chatzah that doesn't belong to the lekech or to the meicher. It's a chatzah shashneim or a simta. And therefore, the keli of the lekech can be kind of for the lekech, and the keli of when it belongs to the meicher is kind of for the meicher. And therefore, actually, in his smalas amida, where the keli belongs to the meicher, the yayin v'shemen belongs to the meicher. But mishan is smalas, once the keli belongs to the lekech can be kind of because the keli shel lekech is kind of in a chatzar or shal shneim or in a simta. When the Rambam paskins the Gemara, the Rambam in Perek Dalet Hilchos Mechira Halacha Ches paskins a meicher yayin v'shemen l'chaveroi. Then, and for the midas of sirser, actually nismalas amida lemoicher, mish nismalas amida belongs to the lekech. The Rambam paskins we are discussing a chotzer shashneim or simta or the reshus lekech. The Rambam gives a third option of where the keli is. If the keli is b'shus lekech, and there's also in mavur lehedya and the riff in our sugya that the case of the mishnah the keli shall sarser. Actually, in Ismalis Amida, it goes to the Moichem, Mishnah Ismalis is to the Lekech, is even Bershus Lekech. The Ravid is Masig on the Rambam in Hilchis Mechir, and the Ravid says, this that the Rambam wrote Bershus Lekech is Leidayik. This that the Rambam added Bershus Lekech also is Leidayik. The Mishnah is discussing Dafka, a case where the Keli is Bechotzer Shoshneim or Nesimta. L'chayra, the Rambam and the Rif are easy to understand, the Ravid is difficult to understand. If the Keli shall sarser is Bershus Lekech, it's shol to the meicher until it's filled up, and once it's filled up, it's shol to the lekech. So until it's filled up, when the keli belongs to the meicher, it's keli shal meicher b'shus lekech. And keli shamoichu b'shus lekeach is loikana lekeach. So therefore, even if the keli is b'shus lekeach, afilu achi, the halacha of the Mishnah would be true that actually nismalas amida lekeach is not yet koina and the yoikiv is all belongs to the moichu. And mishin nismalas amida, that now it's keli shal lekeach b'shus lekeach, then the lekeach is koina the yayin v'shemen and the yoikiv is all should be his. And the Chayyid of Ivid is difficult to understand, and the Rashbam also, why are they mukam our Mishnah davka pechotzer shal shneimur nesimta, the Chayyid of Huadim b'shus lekeach, also the same halach would be true, that actually in Ismailis Amida, it's shal moichem, in Ismailis Amida, it's shal lekeach. The Makeves HaMishnah is Mefarish Dasei Raivin, and the Makeves HaMishnah explains this, that we say Keli shal moichem b'shus lekeach is like Kona, is davka if the Keli actually belongs to the moichem entirely. If the keli is the moicher's keli, in such a case, it's ma'akev the reshus lekeach from being kind of the chayfetz, and there keli shal moicher b'shus lekeach is like kana lekeach. But being in our case, the keli doesn't really belong to the moicher. The moicher borrowed the keli. In such a case, which is a keli that shol to the moicher, a kli sheula of the moicher is not ma'akev the reshus lekeach from being kind of, and in such a case, the keli shal moicher b'shus lekeach will be kind of, being that the keli is not actually the moicher, it's only sheula loy, the reshus lekeach can be kind of. And therefore, our Mishnah has to be discussing dafka a chotzer shal shneim or a simta where the reshus lekeach is not koine. In such a case, actually, in the smalas amida, it still belongs to the moicher. But if it would be reshus lekeach, being that the keli does not actually belong to the moicher, it's only borrowed, a kli sheula is not ma'akev the kinyan. In such a case, the reshus lekeach would be koine. And afilu actually in the smalas amida, also the lekeach would already be koine, and the yekev azor would be his. When Mr. Zalman in Evan HaOzel is Mazbed Asaravid, our people is Mechiach from Taisis and Bamitsian Daf Test. Mr. Zalman is Mechiach, this that the halacha is, a shayl could be koine chafetzim with a keli that he borrowed. The kinyan shayl is enough on a keli to be koine other chafetzim with this keli, is only in one of two mahalchim. In a case where when he borrowed the keli, the shayla was to do with the chafetz whatever he wants. There was no specific purpose that he borrowed the keli. The shayl has the right to do anything he wants with the keli. In such a case, the keli is kind of for the shayl and not for the mashal. Another mahalach is if the shayl borrowed the keli with the specific intent to be kind of chafetzim with the keli, he borrowed it for the purpose of being kind of. In such a case, the keli is kind of for the shayl and not for the mashal. But it's only in one of these two mahalachim, either he borrowed it entirely or he borrowed it specifically to be kind of other chafetzim. In any other case, if he bought it specifically for one specific purpose, but not entirely to do whatever to do with this keli whatever he wants, in such a case, the keli is not koine for the shoyl, it's still koine for the mashal. Therefore, Zokt Rev Zalman, in our case, where the meicher and the lekeach borrow the keli specifically to be moided, to measure the shemen and the yayin, which lekeach has been koine from the meicher, in such a case, being that the meicher did not borrow the keli entirely from the sarsar, it's only borrowed for one specific purpose to be measure the yayin and the shemen. In such a case, the keli is not koine for the meicher; it's still koine for the sarsar, not for the meicher. And therefore, when we're not of the halacha of keli shal meicher b'shus lekeach leikana lekeach, being that it's still the sarsar's keli, it's not entirely the meicher; it's only for one thing that he borrowed it in order to measure yayin v'shemen. In such a case, it's not keli shal meicher, and would not have the halacha of keli shal meicher b'shus lekeach, and it would not be the halacha of leikana lekeach. Only being that it still belongs to the sarsar, the halacha would be that the b'shus lekeach can be koine, and therefore the Mishnah has to be talking about dafka chotzer shal shneim or a simta, being that it's not really the meicher's keli. If it would be b'shus lekeach, the lekeach would be koine miyad, and it would not be the halacha of actually nismalas amid. The Mishnah continues, if not only the keli belonged to the sirsar, but the sirsar himself was the one who was measuring the yayin v'shemen for the meichem for the lekeach, then if the barrel breaks, nishbur achavis, the loss has to be accepted by the sirsar, the hefset is of the sirsars. The Rashbam is mefarish this, that we say nishbur achavis is nishbur lesirsar, is the derech of the sirsar is that he is koine the yayin v'shemen from the meicher, and he resells it to the lekeach for a higher price, and with this the sirsar earns a profit. The sirsar's profit is earned by this, that he sells it to the lekeach for a higher price. But benkach u'benkach, between the time that he accepts it from the meicher and gives it to the lekeach, the yayin v'shemen belongs to the sirsar. Being that it belongs to the sirsar, memela, if the chavis breaks and the yayin v'shemen spills, the sirsar has to accept the hefset. Taisvis asks under Rashbam if the reason why Nishbur Achavis is Nishbur the Sirsar is because the Sirsar owns the Yayin Vishemen, why did the Mishnah have to go to a new Nafkamina of Nishbur Achavis is Nishbur the Sirsar? Why didn't the Mishnah say the same Nafkamina as it said in the Reisha, Why didn't the Mishnah say that if there's a Yekev Vizoil, the Yekev Vizoil is of the Sirsa, being that the Sirsa owns the Ayin Vishemen? Therefore, Tosis is Chelek on the Ashbam, and Tosis being the Rivam was Mefarish, if the Sirsa was being Moided Kederech Sirsurim, that they are Moided for Schar, the Yayin and the Shemen. In such a case, if the barrel breaks, the Sirsa is Achroi on the Chavis. If the barrel breaks, I day the Medida, the being that the Sirsa is a Shema Sachar, he's Chayiv, as long as it's not an Oynes, he's Chayiv Igneva Va'aveda, and the Achrais of the Sirsa, because he's a Shema Sachar on the Chavis, being that he's paid for his work, for measuring the Yayin Vishemen for the Meicha and for the Lekech. The Darchi David asks Akasha and Taisvis, why is it that Taisvis has to say that the Sirsa is Achroi on the Chavis because he's a Shema Sachar, because he's being paid for this, that he's measuring the Yayin Vishemen for the Meicha and for the Lekech? Why didn't Tosfos say, being that the Sirsa broke the barrel, Idei is Medida, he's an Adam Amazik? The halacha is that Adam Mu'ud La'olam, Adam is Chayev Afilu for Einsin, but Adam is always considered a Mu'ud for Ezekim, so why Tosfos have to say that the Sirsa is Chayev Ba'achrayis, because he's a Shomer Socher, because he's paid for his work? Why didn't he say, being that he was Mazik and Idei is Medida, he's an Adam Amazik, and Adam is Chayev for all Ezekim that he does? And the Darkei David is Mefarish is for this reason that the Rosh is Mashmer that he does not make the same Ukimta as Tosfos. The Rosh brings the same teretz of the Rivam that the Sirsa was being moided and he's a Shomer Socher on the barrel. But the Rosh does not say that the Sirsa broke the barrel, Idei the Medida. He just says that the Sirsa is Achrei for the barrel, and if the barrel breaks, the Sirsa has to pay for the barrel. But it's Mashmer from the Rosh that the barrel did not break Bishas the Medida, the barrel broke Stam when the Sirsa put it down. So therefore, it's good why the Rivam has to say the Sarsar is Chayiv because he's a Shomer Socher, being that he's a Shomer on the barrel, that's why he's Chayiv to pay for the barrel that broke because he is a Shomer Socher. But Tosfos, who is Mefurish that the Sarsar is Chayiv if he broke the barrel like Dei the Medida, it's Shver the Kasher from the Darchi David. Why is it that we say the Sarsar is Chayiv Ba'achrayis because he's a Shomer Socher? Why don't we say that the Sarsar is Chayiv Ba'achrayis because he's an Adam Amazik, being that it broke Bishas the Medida? And Be'emis to answer this kash, we have to imakdim a machlikas who we shayinim in the Indian of Adam Amazik. Tosfos and Baba Kama and Chav Zayin and Midbeis hold this, that we say Adam Mu'ud La'olam and Adam is Chayiv and Ointin is not Chayiv and Ointin is Gomer. Even though the Gemara dashens Petzatach as Potzat to say that Adam is Chayiv afilu for Ointin, it does not mean Ointin is Gomer and Adam is Chayiv. Adam is only Chayiv for an Ointin is Ke'en Aveda, only on the level of an Ointin are like an Aveda. But an oinus on the level of Gneva and the oinus Gomer, Adam Amazik is not Chayiv. The Ramban and the Machamis is Chayiv on Tosfos, and the Ramban holds that Adam Amazik is Chayiv Afilu on Oinsim also. We dash from Petzatach as Potza that Adam Amazik is Chayiv Afilu for Oinsim also. Tosfos brings a riot to Rashita from the Gemara Bab Metzion Daf Pei Beis. The Gemara brings a halacha of a Maver Chavus Imakim Lamakim, one who is carrying someone else's barrel from one place to another and it broke. Rabbi Yehuda says Hashem Mechinim Yishava, Hashem Mechinim is Pata B'Shvua, and a nice Socher, one who's Hashem Socher, he's Mechayiv to pay. In fact, Tosfos, why is it that it's totally if he's Hashem Mechinim or Hashem Socher, why is he not Chayiv? Because he's an Adam Amazik, being that he slipped and he fell and he broke the barrel, he should be Chayiv as Adam Amazik. So Tosfos, it's a Raya from there that Adam Amazik is not Chayiv on an Oynus on the level of Gneva. He's only Chayiv for an Oynus on the level of Aveda, and being that this case when one slipped and fell, it's an Oynus on the level of Gneva, Hashem Masachar is Chayiv because he's Chayiv on Gneva of Aveda, but Hashem Echinam is Potter and he's not Chayiv because he's an Adam Amazik, being that it's an Oynus on the level of Gneva. Rabbeinu Peretz and Baba Kama Dav Chav Zayin answers the Raya of Tosfos that even if we are to say that Adam Amazik is Chayiv Afilo on Oynsin also, in the case of Maver Chavus Imakim Lamakim, he is to be Potter, he's only Chayiv if he's a Shem Masach, who is Chayiv on Gneva Aveda. Being that in the case of a Maver Chavus Mimakim Lamakim, he is supposed to be Isaac in the Chavus. He is supposed to be carrying the Chavus from Makim Lamakim. He's supposed to be Isaac in this Chavus. In such a case, we are not Chayiv Mechayiv Mat Adam Amazik, and he can only be Chayiv because of the Chivu Achrayis of Hashem Masachar. The explanation of Rabbeinu Peretz that if one is Mechayiv and his job is to be Isaac in this Chavus, he does not have the Halach of an Adam Amazik who would be Chayiv on Oinsim, is Yesh Lachar and the Chiv Oinsim of Adam Amazik. Is the Pshat that Mechayiv and Adam Amazik is Exeris HaKosov Petzatach as Potza that all Adam is always Chayiv any Oinus no matter what, and there is no Svar to this that Mechayiv and Adam Amazik, it's Exeris HaKosov being Mechayiv Adam Amazik? Or do we say the reason why the Drosha that tells us that an Adam Amazik is Chayiv is not Exeris HaKosov always to be Mechayiv and Adam Amazik? The Pasuk is being Megalotos that Adam is always considered some level of Pshia when he is Mazik, and Adam is always to blame on some level for this that he is Mazik, and we cannot consider him an Oinus. And Dr. Rabbeinu Peretz, the reason why the Adam HaMazik is always to blame is this, that he was near the Chayfetz, this, that he was being Isaac in the Chayfetz, this, that he was touching someone else's Chayfetz, even though it's an Oinus and he had no Kavanah to be Mazik the Chayfetz, but being that he was near the Chayfetz, that itself is a Pshiel, like Hoyloy is Asik in somebody else's Chafotzim. Therefore, an Adam is Chayv on all Oinsim, because the Hoyloy is Asik in somebody else's Chayfetz is a level of Pshiel, and this, an Adam always has a level of Pshiel, and this, that he's Mazik someone else's Chayfetz. In the case of Adam Amaver Chavis Imakim Lamakim, with this that he's near and being Isaac, somebody else's Chavis is not a Pshia. Adirabba, that's his job to carry the Chavis Imakim Lamakim. In such a case, we do not have the level of Pshia that Adam always has. And we cannot say that Adam is always considered a Peshaya. Mimele, in such a case, there's the Allah of Shemechinim and Shemesacher, that a Shemechinim is Pater on anything more than a Pshia, and only a Shemesacher is Chayim on Gneva Vaveda. If we are to go back now to Tosis and our sugya, this that the sarsir is not chayv al adam amazik, Tosis is only mechayv because he's a shay mesacher. If you cheat us at Tosis and Baba Kama Daf Chav Zayin that adam amazik is pata on the oinus on the level of gneva, Tosis is mechayv only because he's a shay mesacher, not for adam amazik, because the oinus that happened when it broke out the medida could be an oinus on the level of gneva. And therefore means that Adam HaMazik could be potter. It's only because he's a Shem Asachar, because he's paid for his work, and therefore he's Chayev Afilu for an Oinus on the level of Gneva, because the Shem Asachar is Chayev for Gneva Va'aveda. And according to Rabbeinu Peretz, we can answer Tosfos, this that Tosfos says, the Sars is only Chayev because he's a Shem Asachar, and he's not Chayev because Adam HaMazik, being that the Sars's job is to measure the Yayin V'Shemen, we can't say why you're being Isaac in somebody else's Chveitzim, and that's a level of Pshia to Mechayev Yuan Einzim. Being that that's the Sarsa's job to be Oisik, he's like a Maver Chavis Himakim Lamakim, and he does not have the Chiyuvim of Adam HaMazik. And in such a case, the only reason why he's Chayiv is because he's being paid for his job and he's a Shem Masacha, therefore he's Chayiv Afilu Fagneva Vaveda also. And if it breaks Ideas Medida, he's a Chayiv because of his Chiyuvim Shem Masacha, he's Chayiv for Fagneva Vaveda. Al Koponim, we have three Shitas to be Mefarish on Mishnah. Why is it that the Hefsid is of the Sarsa? The Rashbam holds that the Sarsa is Chayiv Bachrayis for the Yain and the Shemen which spilled. Being that the Yayin Veshemen belongs to the Sir, so he's koina the Yayin Veshemen from the Moicha and then goes and sells it to the Lekach. If it spills, if the Chavis breaks and this, the Yayin Veshemen spills, the Hefsid is of the Sarsir because it's his Yayin Veshemen which spilled. Shitas HaTosfos is that the Sarsir is Chayiv Bachrayis on the Chavis, being that the Sarsir is a Shem Besachar. If the Chavis broke Ayidei the Medida, in such a case, the Sarsir is Chayiv Bachrayis as a Shem Besachar because he is paid for his work. And we explained, even though normally an Adam HaMazik is Chayiv for Oinsim, so what's the Chiddush that the Sarsir is Chayiv if he breaks the Chavis Aidei the Medida, and Tosfos says he's only Chayiv because he's paid for his work? We explained, according to Tosfos and Baba Kama, Adam HaMazik is only Chayiv on the Oinus on the level of Aveda, he's not Chayiv for Oinus on the level of Gneva. And we said, Rabbeinu Peretz who holds that Adam HaMazik is only is Chayiv if it's like Hoyloy this Asik with his Chayfetz, if he shouldn't have been near and being Isaac in the Chayfetz. In such a case, an Adam HaMazik is Chayiv because there's a level of Pshia in this that he is Mazik the Chayfetz. Hashenken by the Sirsa, where his job is to be Moided Yayin Vishemin, in such a case, he will not have the halachas of Adam HaMazik. There is no level of Pshia in this that he is Mazik the Chayfetz, and therefore he's only Chayiv because he's paid for his work. And we said over the Rosh's Mashma that the Sirsa did not break the Chavis. Bishas is being moided, Bishas his medidas and measuring the Yayin Veshemen, only it broke when after he put the Chavis down, and he's a Shemesacher on the Chavis because he's being paid for his work, and therefore he's Chayav Achrayis if the Chavis breaks. If it wasn't the Oinus, if it was only on the level of Gneva Va'aveda, Shemesacher is Chayav for Gneva Va'aveda. The Mishnah continues with the Halacha when the Moicher is finished pouring the Shemen or the Yayin for the Lekech out of the Klei Mida, v'chayiv lahatif le'sholish tip, and he has to allow it to drip out three more drops out of the Keli. And those three drops belong to the Lekech. Herkinu mitzis harehu shamoicher. What's left over in the Keli after the three drops, that one can still get the Yayin and Shemen out of the Keli, whatever's left in the Keli, those Shirayin belongs to the Moicher. And the Gemara asks, how can we say Herkino Mitzis Hareyu Shamoicher, that the leftover Shirayim in the Keli belongs to the Moicher? The Mishnah in Chumas tells us, Herkino Mitzah Harezu Chuma, when one is being Moided Chuma and is being Mafish, whatever is in this Midah should be Chuma on the Kri. The Halach is, when he pours it out of the Klei Midah into a Keli to give to the Kayin, the Herkino Mitzah, the leftover Shirayim that remains in the Keli after the Shalish Tipin, Harezu Chuma, it has Halach of Chuma, and we don't say it belongs to the Bailim. We say that it has the halacha of Chuma and has to be given to the Kayin. So why is it that we say in our Mishnah, the Herkino Mitzis Areyu Shamoicher Lechayva, just like the Herkino Mitzis is Chuma, we should also say the Herkino Mitzis belongs to the Lekech. And the Gemara answers, Amalei Itma Allah Omer Ba'avo Mishem Yiyosh Bailam Naguba. This that we say Herkino Mitzis Areyu Shamoicher is because the Lekech is Meyayish being that it's a tirchet to get the akina mitzvahs out of the keli, mameli is meyayish mit, and therefore the meichi can keep it. Mashenkin by chuma, the halacha is this akina mitzvahs has the halacha of chuma, and it's also for zorim to eat it, but being that it has the halacha of chuma. There is a machlekes so rishonim how to understand the Gemara's comparison of akina mitzvahs from a meichi and a lekech to the akina mitzvahs of one who's being mafish chuma, and what is the Gemara's teretz of a omer ba'avon mishim yish ba'ilam da'guba. Rabbi Negeshem understands the Gemara's question when the Gemara compares Ukino Mitzvah Vezu Chuma to our Mishnah of Ukino Mitzvah Vezu Shamoicher is the Gemara's understanding Ukino Mitzvah Vezu Moicher is a Be'etzem. It was never sold to the Lekech. The Ukino Mitzvah is never Bechlal the Midah. When one is selling this Midah to the Lekech, the Ukino Mitzvah is never Bechlal that Midah and it was never sold to the Lekech and therefore it's a Vezu Shamoicher. And on that, the Gemara is asking if that would be the case, that the Akino Mitzvah is never Bechlal the Mida, and therefore it still belongs to the Meicher and not to the Lekeach, who would then by Chuma we should say the same thing? The Akino Mitzvah should not be Chal Chuma, should not be Bechlal the Mida, when one is being moided a certain measurement, the Akino Mitzvah is not Bechlal that measurement, and therefore the Chalish Chuma should not be Chal on the Akino Mitzvah, and the Akino Mitzvah should still be Chulin. To which the Gemara answers, Mishum Yish Bailam Naguba. Zog to Gemara, this that we say Okinu Mitzvah Hareyu Shamoicha is not because it's not Bechlal the Midah and it Be'etzem does not belong to the Lekech. This that we say Okinu Mitzvah Hareyu Shamoicha really it belongs to the Lekech and it's Bechlal the Midah. The Okinu Mitzvah, but we say it belongs to the Meicha because the Lekech is Meyayish. The Lekech being that's a Tirchet to get the Okinu Mitzvah out of the Keli, therefore the Lekech is Meyayish and Meil the Halacha is Okinu Mitzvah Hareyu Shamoicha. Mashenke, when it comes to Truma, being that the Akino Mitzvah Be'etzem belong to the Lekeach, who would then by Truma, Akino Mitzvah is Bechlal the Midah, and it's Chal Hashem Truma on the Akino Mitzvah. And it doesn't pass to say by Akino Mitzvah a Yish Bailon, that the Bailon should be able to keep it because the Kahanim are Meyayish, Zok Tabay Negoshim, the Kahanim cannot be Meyayish. There is no specific person who it goes to its mom and shevet, it belongs to the Kahanim Bechlal Yusam. And being that there is no specific person to be Meyayish, it's not Shaykh a Yish by the shevet the Kahanim. Zok Tabay Negoshim, being that it doesn't pass a Yish, and Melo, it's Chuma and has to be given to the Kohen. Because it's not Shaykh a Yish, over there we say Be'etzim was Chal Chuma in it, and therefore it has to be given to the Kohen. The Rashbam in our sugya is Mashma, and it's more Mefurish in the Pirush Rashbam Ikri on the side of the Gemara. Rashbam is Mashma, the Gemara's question was not that the Akino Mitzvah Vezu Chuma, just like we say that the Akino Mitzvah is Shal Meicha, who I do, we should say that the Akino Mitzvah shall be Chulin, and it shouldn't be Chal in the Hashem Chuma. The Rashbam is Mefarish, the Gemara's question, how could we say Akino Mitzvah Vezu Shal Meicha? The Mishnah tells us Akino Mitzvah Vezu Chuma, and it has to be given to the Kohen. Not only do we say it's Chal Hashem Chuma on the Akino Mitzvah, but the Kitz Mashma and the Mishnah are Vezu Chuma, it's a regular full-fledged Chuma, and if it's a regular full-fledged Chuma, it has to be given to the Kohen. If we are to say that Ukino Mitzvah Reyu Shal Meicher, that even that the Meicher does not have to give it to the Lekeach, and he's not Mechiv to Matriach himself to take the Ukino Mitzvah out of the Keli and give it to the Lekeach, why is it by Chuma that Ukino Mitzvah, that the Bailam is Mechiv to get the Ukino Mitzvah out of the Keli and give it to the Kohen? To which the Gemara answers that when we say Ukino Mitzvah Reyu Chuma, we don't mean to say it has to be given to the Kohen. When we say Ukino Mitzvah Reyu Chuma, it's Mishum Yish Bailam Naguba, the Lekeach is Meyayish, and therefore the Meicher is allowed to keep it. And who are then when it comes to the Kehanim? Also, the Kehanim are Meyayish, and the Mamon Shevet is Meyayish, and therefore the Bailam can keep the Chuma, but the Halacha of Chuma remains. When the Mishnah says, Akino Mitzvah Arezu Chuma, it doesn't mean that it has to be given to the Kohen. The Akino Mitzvah Arezu Chuma means that it's Chal Hashem Chuma in it, and it's also for Zoram to eat it. But Avad, being that the Kehanim are Meyayish from it, Memelo, the Bailam does not have to give it to the Kehanim, the Bailam can keep it and sell it for Dmei Chuma. The Mamon belongs to him, but the Issa remains, and it's also for Zoram to eat it. Our koponim is mavur machlekes between Rabbi Negeshem and the Rashbam whether or not it passes a yish on the shevet akayin mechol yusam. Rabbi Negeshem says being that it doesn't belong to a specific kayin, memela the shevet the kahanim is not shayach a yish and there is no yish bechlal and therefore the bayim still has to give it to the kahanim. Mashenkin the Rashbam holds that the kahanim mechol yusam as a shevet could be meyayish being that it's a tircha and all kahanim are meyayish from getting the akino mitzvahs out of the keli. It can be assumed a yish from all the kahanim and therefore. Even though the Isser Chuma remains and it's Chal Hashem Chuma on it, but Afiluachi the Bayam does not have to give it to the Kehanim. He could keep it for himself and sell it to Kehanim for Dmei Chuma, being that the Shevet HaKehanim was Meichel. It's Kedai to be Mitzayin or Gemorin, but Mitzion Daf Chofal from Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Emosai Ko Odom Mutter Beleket. At what point do we say that the leket, which is in the field, it's a matnas aniyim and belongs to the aniyim? At what point could all people take it and we say that all aniyim are meyayish from it? And the Gemara says, Mishayelchu ban emushes, the two pshatim in the Gemara, it's the old people, or it's Lakuti basa Lakuti. But there's a point when all the other aniyim from other towns assume that the aniyim from this town got to the field, and they got all the lekker ready, and therefore all other aniyim are meyayish. It's mashman the Gemara that it's shayach a yiyush by mamon aniyim, even though it doesn't belong to any specific ani. The aniyim in the other towns are meyayish from getting the lekker chicham peyah from this town, because they assume that the aniyim of this town will get there first. It's mashman the Gemara that even though it doesn't belong to a specific ani, it's still shayach a yiyush, being that all aniyim are meyayish, because all aniyim make the cheshbon, but being that they live in a different town, that the aniyim from this town are going to get the lekker chicham peyah. Therefore, the meyayish mit, and when the aniyim from this town are finished being melaket the lekker chicham peyah, all people could assume the yiyush and now take the lekker chicham peyah. But it's mashman like the shitas Rashbam that it's shayach a yiyush even on a mamon shevet agam, it doesn't belong to a specific person. Being that all aniyim, or in our case, all kahanim make the cheshbon that they should be meyayish because it's a tircha to be mighty the kino mitzvahs, or in the case of the lekker chicham peyah, they could assume that the aniyim from this town got to it. Therefore, it's chal a yiyush and it's mutter for all people to come take it. The next Mishnah discusses the halacha of a sheleach es b'nei etz l'chemveni, one who sends his son a cotton to a chemveni to buy yayin v'shemen. Unpunyim b'yodei, the child comes with a coin to pay for the yayin v'shemen. The chemveni is modded loy b'isur shemen. The chemveni measures him out an isur with a shemen and he gives him back an isur as change. On the way home, it's shavus atzluchis, the tinnik broke the pitcher and the yayin v'shemen got spilled. Ba'ovet es ha'isur, and he lost the isur. So the Tanakhama holds chemveni chayif. Being that the chemveni should not have given it to a tinnik, he's not a proper shomer on the yayin v'shemen and the tzluchis and the isur. Therefore, the chemveni is chayif. Reb Yehuda poitish amanas ken sholchoi. Being that the father sent the child with the tzluchis and the punyan, it was amanas ken sholchoi that the chemveni should give the yayin v'shemen to the tinnik, and therefore the balabais accepts the hefsid, and the chemveni is not chayif b'achrayis. The Gemara asks bishlam on the isur v'shemen. We understand the machlekes to the Tanakhama and Reb Yehuda. Whether or not we could assume this, that the father sent the tzluchis biyara tinnik and punyim and yodai, to be assumed that the chemveni should pour the yayin v'shemen into the tzluchis. Therefore, according to the Tanakhama, the chemveni is chayav b'achrayis, and according to Yehuda, it's amanas ken sholchoi is potter. Eloshava tzluchis avedim idasi. In fact, the Gemara on the tzluchis, being that the father sent the tzluchis biyara tinnik, the father put it in the hands of the tinnik, and the tinnik is not a proper shoyim, it should be an avedim idas. And being that it's an avedim idas, the chemveni shouldn't be chayav b'achrayis. And the Gemara answers, it's masik l'maskono, hachem v'mayaskinok, going shenot l'lamud ba. The case was, the chemveni took the tzluchis from the yad ha-tinnik, and he used the tzluchis to measure, being that he used it already, even though normally on aved midas, the one who finds it is not chayav b'achrayis, is a shayim b'avedo. In the case, when he's not the l'lamud ba, once he picked it up to be moided, he memeli is chayav b'achrayis. And the Gemara then offers another teretz, says that it's shayim shlamidas, they're arguing if shayim shlamidas gazan, or shayim shlamidas shayil avi. There's a mechlekes harishonim in regard to the halacha of an aved midas. Shitas haRambam is that one who's ma'abed mamoni ladas, he puts his nechasim out into rishus haRambam into a makom she'enim mishomer. One who finds it is not chayv to return it. The one who finds it cannot keep it. The mamon is not hefker just because one puts his things out in a makom she'enim mishomer. That's not that doesn't give the right to one who finds it to keep it. But mikamalkam, being that it's an aved midas, there's a miyut of ashatayvut mimenu, that one who's ma'abed mamani ladas, the one who finds it is not chayv ba'ashava. The Torah in Siman Reish Samach Aleph is chelik on the Rambam, and the Torah paskins, one who's ma'abed mamani ladas, the moment becomes hefker. Not only is the one who finds it not mechuyv to return it to the Bailam, he does not have the mitzvah of ashava saveda, but also the one who finds it can't keep it because the moment is hefker, one who's ma'abed mamani ladas. And he puts it in a makam she'enim mishomer. The one who finds it, he can keep it because the mamon is hefker. The Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Samach Aleph asked on the Torah, why is it that one who puts his mamon in a place that it's einim mishomer becomes hefker? Because he's einim choshesh to be mefakech al nechasav, he's not careful to watch over his nechasim. That's the reason that the nechasim should become hefker, and the one who finds it can keep it. Bishlam of the Rambam avadet is a miyut that one who's ma'abed mamoni ladas, it's a p'tur that the one who finds it is not mechuyv to return it. But why is it that the one who finds it can keep it the dasa Torah? Where's the hefker? Because one put his nechasim in a place where it's ainim mishomer. Reb Naftali explains the shitas haTorah that yesh lachka. What was the chiddush haTorah in the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda? Without the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, would the halacha have been that one who finds Aveda in the street, he cannot pick it up, it's somebody else's mom and he can't keep it, but there wouldn't be any mitzvah to meshiv it to the Bailam. And the chiddush haTorah is there's a mitzvah to be meshiv the aved to the bailam. The one who finds it is mechuyv to pick up the aved and be meshiv it to the bailam. Or do we say that lulei the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, the halacha would be that one who loses an object, the Aveda is really hefker, being that the person lost his chayfetz, a chayfetz which is lost is like zutish al yam, it becomes like hefker, being that it's lost. The chiddush of the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda is that first of all, the person who finds it can't keep the chayfetz, the chayfetz still has a tayrus moment of the first bialim, and not only he can't keep the chayfetz, but also the chiddush of Ashavas Aveda is mechayv and timbeishav Aveda lebialim. But the chiddush of the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda was twofold. Not only he can't keep it, but he's mechuyev to give it back to the Bialim. And more than that, because he has to give it back to the Bialim, therefore he can't keep it. But calls the nichlal in the mitzvah of the chiddush of the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda that the person can't keep it, and he's mechuyev to meishav Aveda la Bialim. Zok Rav Naftali, the Rambam holds like the first side. The Rambam holds the chiddush of the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda was only that a person's mechuyev to meishav Aveda la Bialim. I feel without the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, being that it's somebody else's mom, and the one who finds it cannot keep the Aveda. Therefore, the Rambam holds, by a case of Aveda Midas, where there's a miyat from the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, it's only a miyat in this that a person is not mechuyev to meishav Aveda labailim. But the Aveda still has the Torah's moment of the original Bailim, and therefore the person who finds it cannot keep it, we don't say Aveda Midas is efker. Mashenke in the Shittas HaTorah is like the second side. Without the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, we would say every Aveda is really hefker, and the one who finds it can keep it. The chiddush atoyv Ashavas Aveda was that the person is mechuyev to meishav Aveda lebailim, and being that he's mechuyev to give the Aveda back to the Bailim, therefore it still has a toyvus moment of the first Bailim, and therefore the person who finds it can't keep it. Memela, once we have a miyat over here, that Aveda midas, there is no mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, and now we go back to the what would be lule, the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, and without the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, every Aveda would be hefka, therefore the Torah holds, every Aveda midas is hefka, and the one who finds it can't keep it. The Achroinim, the Ksais Achoshim, the Nesivis, the Chumas Akri, ask Akasha on the Shittas HaTor. They say from our Sugi it's Mavur that Aveda Midas is not Hefker. Our Gemara tells us if the Balabayas gives to his son Atzluchis to bring to the Chemveni that the Chemveni should put Yayim Veshemen inside, the Gemara says it's Aveda Midas. The Balabayas also gave a Punjin Biyad HaTinik, and the Tinik went and gave this Punjin to the Chemveni. The Chemveni is holding on to a punyan that used to be Biyad HaTinik, and that's Mechayim to give an Isar back, and the Gemara understands that the Chemveni should not be giving the Isar back to the Tinik, and therefore the Chemveni is according to the Tanakhama, the Chemveni has the Achrais on the Isar. In fact, the Achrayim on the Torah, if we are to say that Aveda Midas is Hefker, when the Balabayas gives the punyan Biyad HaTinik, L'choy, the punyan now becomes Hefker. So why is it when the Chemveni takes the punya from the Yad HaTinik and gives it back in Isar, the Gemara understands why the Chemveni has achrayis for the Isar. L'chayve, the Chemveni is being zeicha from Hefka, the punya is mamon shel Hefka, and he has no chiyuv mamon to give anything back to the Balabayis. It's mavur from our sugya that when the Chemveni takes the punya from the Yad HaTinik, he's mechuyev to give back Yayin v'shem, and he's mechuyev to give back Isar to the Tinik, and in return for this that he accepted the punya, we see the punya still belongs to the first Bailam. If the punya still belongs to the first Bailam, we see the punya was not hefker because it was placed in the Yad of a Tinik. We see from here that Aveda Midas is not hefker. So we see like the Shittas Rambam and not like the Shittas HaTor. The Achrayim ask also from the Maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara answers, the Chemveni took the Tzluchis from the Yad of a Tinik and he used it to measure Yayin v'shemen. If the Tzluchis is an Aveda Midas, like the Gemara asks, that the Tzluchis Aveda Midasi, according to the Shittas HaTor, the Tzluchis is hefker. So even if the Chemveni took the Tzluchis from the Yad HaTinik and he used the Tzluchis to be Lamed Ba, which the Gemara wants from Mechayim because he Kisha Ba, because the Halacha of Rabba, or because Shoish Lamidas Gaznavi, if the Tzluchis is Mamen Hefker, L'chayra, I feel if the Chemveni takes the Tzluchis and he's Moidu to it, would not be Mechayim in any Achrayis. From the fact that the Gemara says that when the Chemveni takes the Tzluchis from the Yad HaTinik and he uses it, that's Mechayim by Achrayis, because of the Halacha of Rabba that Kivin Shekisha is Neschayim Ba, or because Shoish Lamidas Gazlan, we see the Tzluchis still as a halacha of the Mamon Bailim, and we don't see the Tzluchis as Hefker. And L'chayr, this is a kasha on the Shittas HaTor that every Aveda Midas is Hefker, and the one who finds it can keep it. We see from our Gemara, the Chemveni does not have a right to keep the Tzluchis, and Faket, he becomes Chayv Bachrayis, Peshas, he's moided with it. Once he uses the Tzluchis, he becomes Chayv Bachrayis. The Ktsoy Sachoshin answers this kasha, and the Ktsoy says, even if Shittas HaTor that Aveda Midas is Hefker, the Torah never meant that in every case Aveda Midas is Hefker. The Torah only meant that in the case when a person places his mammon and his nechassim in a place which is einim meshumer bechlal, he puts it into a makam she'einim meshtamer. In such a case, we look at this that he put it into such a place as a mice of being mafker. He's being megala daite that he's being mafker his nechassim, and therefore this mice of putting it into a place that's einim meshumer is a mice of hefker, and therefore anyone who wants, who finds it, can keep it. But that's all if the person put it into a makam she'einim meshtamer bechlal. If you put into a makom that's mishum ktsas, and we can't say it's ainu mishtamim bechlal, Zoktoktois Kigoyin in our Gemara, he put it beyad atinik. In the yad of the tinik, it's mishum ktsas. He expects the tinik to come and bring it back to him. In such a case where it's a makom and mishum ktsas, the Torah is also masking that one who puts it beyad atinik, his kavana is not to be mafkirt. And he's just putting it beyad atinik. He's not being careful with his nechassim, so it has the halacha of aveidim midas. And the miyat, the one who finds it, is not mechuyav to meishav aveidim labaylim. There is no mitzvah of hashavas aveidim. But the halacha of the Torah that because he put it beyad atinik, we should assume that his das is to mafkir. That we don't see, being that it's a makma mishum ektsas. The Torah did not mean in such a case that the aveidim midas should be hefker. And in such a case, the Torah is masking to shita sarambam that the din of aveidim midas is only memayit from the mitzvah of hashavas aveidim, and the moment is not hefker. But we see from the Ktois that he's understanding this, that Aveidim Midas is Hefka according to the Torah, not like Rav Naftali. Rav Naftali was saying the reason why it's Hefka is because every Aveidah is really Hefka. It's only the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveidah which stops every Aveidah from having the halach of Hefka, that the one who finds it can keep it. According to the Ktois, the reason why according to the Torah and Aveidim Midas is Hefka is because the person put it in a makam she'enim mishtam klal, we assume his das is to be mafkir lagamir, and therefore anyone who finds it can keep it. The Nesivis in Siman Reish Samach Aleph answers this, that the Torah holds every Aveidah Midas as Hefker is not because when the person puts it in a place that's Einim Meshomer, he is coming to be mafker it. So the Nesivis, when a person puts it into a Makam She'einim Meshomer, he is giving the Halacha of his Nechasim or Halacha of an Aveidah. And the Halacha of an Aveidah is that if the Bailam is Meyayish from it, then it's Mutter for the one who finds it to keep it. So therefore, if he puts it into a Makam She'einim Meshomer Klal, being that he's putting into a makam she'enim mishtamer, the chafetzim have a halacha of an aveda. And if he's putting into a makam that's enim mishtamer klal, we assume he's being meyayish from it. We see a yish, he doesn't have any hope of getting back this chafetz. And therefore, Dr. Tor, the one who finds it, can keep it because he's putting it in a place where it's going to be lost. He's putting it into a place where it's enim mishtamer klal. We could assume a yish, and once we assume a yish, in such a case, the one who finds it can keep it. Mashenkein, in the case of our Gemara, when the Bailam put it beyad atinik, we can't assume that the Bailam means to be meyayish. If the Bailam is giving it to the Tinnik, he's assuming that it's most probable the Tinnik will come to the Chen Vini. The Chen will give him the Isur V'Shemen, and the Tinnik will return its Luchas to the Bailam. So we see his Mais Mamagala to us that he does not have in mind to be Miyayish. Fakert, he's expecting to get back his Yayin and Shemen inside its Luchas. Therefore, in such a case where we can assume a Yish, even though it's an Aveda Midas, and the Tzluchas has Allah of an Aveda, but this halacha that we could assume a yish and the one who finds it can keep it will not apply. And therefore, even the Torah is masking to the Shita Sarambam that the din of Aveidim Midas would only make that the one who finds it is not mechuyav in the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. But when again, this halacha that on Aveidim Midas that we could assume a yish in such a case where he put it beyad a tinnik, being that the tinnik is a makra mishum ktsas and he's megala daitoi, he's expecting to get back the tzluchis with yayim and shaman inside. In such a case, the Torah is also masking to the Rambam that the one who finds it cannot keep it. And therefore, the Gemara says the chemini would be chay b'achrayis once he's not lamed ba. The chemini would be chay b'achrayis, and the punyan also. If the chemini received the punyan from the yad atinik, the chemini now has the punyan of the balabais. We don't assume it's a punyan shel hefker, and he's mechuyav to return the isar and the yayin v'shemen. And if he puts up the yad atinik, he's chay b'achrayis. And the Gemara only has a kash on the tzluchas that the tzluchas is aveidim midasi, which the Gemara answers. The Gemara answers kigoyin shenot lo lamed ba. To summarize what we discussed in the Inyan of Aveidim Midas, the Gemara asked why is it that the Chemini is Chayav Achrayis for the Tzluchis, L'chayiv, the Baal Bayis is being Ma'abed, Mamoni, L'das, by putting the Tzluchis Le'ad HaTinik. We said over Machlikis Rishonim by Aveidim Midas, the Shita Sarambam is Aveidim Midas, one who finds it cannot keep it, it's only a Ptur in the midst of Hashavah, and the Shita Sator is an Aveidim Midas is Hefker, and the one who finds it can keep it. We are Mazbed, this Machlikis, Rav Naftali is clear, is what's the Chiddush of the midst of the Torah of Hashavah's Aveidah? Was the mitzvah of Hashavah's Aveidah mechadish to us that one is mechuyv to mimesh aveidah labaylim? Well, the mitzvah of Hashavah's Aveidah not only is being mechadish to us the mitzvah of giving it back, but without the mitzvah of Hashavah's Aveidah, every aveidah would be hefker, and whoever can find it can keep it. The Rambam holds like the first side, and therefore by aveidah midas, being that there's a mitzvah for the mitzvah of Hashavah, it still has a din of mamon baylim, and one who finds it cannot keep it. And the Torah is like the second side, that the mitzvah of Hashavah's Aveidah was gufa mechadish to us this, and aveidah is not hefker that anyone who finds it can keep it. And therefore, an Aveidah Midas, which is Nismait from the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveidah, whoever finds it can keep it, and we assume an Aveidah Midas is Efker. The Achreinim ask on the Chita Sator from our Gemara is Mavur, that the Punjin is not Hefker, and when the Chemvini takes the Punjin from the Yad HaTinik, he's Mechiv to give back an Isra and Yayin Veshemer, and therefore he's Chayef HaChayis for it, we don't assume the Punjin is Hefker. They also ask from the end of the Gemara is Masik, Achimai, Eskinik, Nonchenot, Lomad, but that when the Chemini takes the Tzluchis to be moided, he's being moided with somebody else's moment, and that's Mechayiv and Bachrayis. We see that Tzluchis is not Hefker, it's a Kash on the Shita Sator. We said over two terutzim, the tzais answers the Torah only meant it in the case when a person is putting their money into a makam that's ain't a mishum klal. In such a case, this that he put it there is a mice of being mafkir it, and therefore it was one who finds it can keep it. Masha ein kein, in the case of a tinnik where it's a makam of mishum ktsas, in such a case the Torah is moided to the Rambam, and the Torah is also masking that the halacha of Avedim Midas would only be memayit from the mitzvah of Ashava, but it would still be considered the moment of the bayam that the one who finds it cannot keep it. And we said it's mevuah, the tzais is understanding the Torah, not like Rav Naftali. So understanding this that the Torah says in Avedim Midas is hefker is that putting it into a makom that's ainu mishum klal is a maisa being mafkerit. The Nesivus answers the kasha in the Torah. The Nesivus says this that the Torah says and Avedim Midas is hefker is every Avedim Midas has a halacha of an aveda, and the halacha of an aveda is that if the bialim is meyayish, then the one who finds it can keep it. By most cases of an Avedim Midas, when somebody puts his mammon into rishus aram to makom shein mishum, the bialim is being meyayish from the mammon. He's not assuming that he's ever going to get it back. In such a case, like the Torah, and Avedim Midas is Hefkin, the one who finds it can keep it. Manshenken Nasugi, when he's giving to the Anatinik, and it's Maisav our Mechiach that he expects to get it back, he's giving it to the Tinik to go buy it and bring it back home. In such a case, and it's also Makam HaMashur Ktsas, in such a case, we can't assume the Bailam is Miyayish, and therefore, in such a case, the Torah is masking to the Rambam that the Allah Avedim Midas would only pater the one who finds it is not Mechiv in the Mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. But Avada, there would be no halacha that because it's an Avedim Midas, it's Hefker, and therefore when the Chemveni is moided with it, he now becomes Chayav Bachrayis. The Gemara's first teretz, this that the Chemveni is Chayav for the Tzluchis, and we don't say the Tzluchis in Avedim Midas, see, on Mevoshia, Hocha be Balabayis, Moicher Tzluchis Askin, and we're discussing the Balabayis sells pitchers. The Chemveni took the Tzluchis from the Yad HaTinik to check out the Tzluchis to see if it's a pitcher that he wishes to buy. One who takes a keli from the uman to check out if he wants to buy it, the one who takes it is now chayiv b'achrayis. V'nenas b'yoda is chayiv, being that he took it amenas levakoy. That's mechayiv and b'achrayis for the chayfets. And therefore, since the chemveni took the tzluchis from the aratinik to check out if he wishes to buy it, v'meili is chayiv b'achrayis. And now, any oinus that happens, the chemveni is chayiv b'achrayis. The Ikar Halacha of Shmuel, the Anoitel Kliman Ouman Amanas Levakra, is Mechayiv, the one who picks it up to check it out, he becomes Chayiv Achrayis. Tosis brings a Machlekes of Rishonim, why is it that the one who picks it up is Chayiv Achrayis? Some Rishonim are Mefarish, this that the one who picked up Amanas Levakra is Chayiv Achrayis is Midin Shoyl, being that he has enough from this that he's checking out the Chayfet, he's holding on to the Ouman's Chayfet, and he's Kol Anosh Shaloi, because if he wants to buy it, he's going to be able to buy this chayfet. But mainly he's being nanned from this that he's holding somebody else's chayfet and checking it out. And that's mechayvim b'achrayis like a shoyl and mele if it's nanas b'yoda is chayv. And Tosis being shitas Rashi and Bob Metzia, Rashi holds if somebody's neutral, somebody of the chayfet from the uman amanas tavaka is chayv b'achrayis, because as soon as he picks it up, he becomes a lekeach, he's kind of the chayfet. Once somebody picks up somebody else's chayfet amanas tavaka, he's already kind of the chayfet, he's nechshev a lekeach, and it's considered his chayfet. So now, if it's nenas biyada, he's chayiv because it's as if his chayfets got broken and his chayfets got lost. Only when if he wants, he can return it back to the bialim and give it back to the bialim. In such a case, he'd become ois lekeach. But kolzman, he's still holding on to the chayfets. He's already a lekeach from shas lekicha, and therefore, if it's nenas biyada, he's chayiv b'achrayis. Tosis brings a riot to shitas Rashi from the Gemara daf peches amar aleph. The Gemara brings a maisa that there was somebody selling curries. He was selling squash lefum nara, and everybody came and took. And he was afraid that the people who took it were not going to be able to pay him. He lost track of who took the curries. And mainly he said, Arei Mekdoshin L'Shamayim. He was makdish all the squashes L'Shamayim, all the chafetzim that he was selling, he was makdish them L'Shamayim. And the Gemara says that, Eino the makdish Dovash Eino Shaloi, being that we have the halacha of Shmuel, that are Neitel Amanas Levakroi, and Nenas B'yodei is Chayiv. So the ones who picked up the curries to be Mevakroi them to see if they want to buy them, it's already theirs, and it doesn't belong anymore to the Meichers. The male hektish is not chal because ain't the makdish dover sheinish alai. So Tosis bishlama for neitel a cleave mina uman amanas levakroi. We say that the reason why he's chayav b'achrayis is because he's already nechshev lekeach. It's understandable why the Gemara says, being that they already picked it up on amanas levakro, the meicher cannot be makdish anymore. Being that the ones who picked it up on amanas levakro already chashev lekeach, it already belongs to them. Therefore, it's ain't the makdish dover sheinish alai. But if we are to say that a neitel cleave mina uman amanas levakroi, the reason why he's chayav b'achrayis is because he's a shoyl, and not because it's already considered his, because he's already considered a lekeach. The Gemara in Eirichin tells us that a masker can be makdish a chayfet that's b'yad ha-soicher. If one rents out his chayfet and somebody else has his chayfet b'schirus, the masker still has the right and the schus to be makdish the chayfet and makdish his chal, if not called a makdish a dover shein and shaloi. So Tosfos, just like by Schivus, we find that the masker still has the right to be makdish the chayfetz. So then by a shoyl, the mashal will still retain the right to be makdish the chayfetz, and it will not be considered ain of the makdish tovah shein shaloi. So in Kain, why is it in our Gemara when the koinim came and took the chafetz and took the karvis on Manas Levakro, we say that the meicher cannot be makdish anymore. If the ones who picked it up to check it out only have a loch of a shoyl, the mashal should still be able to be makdish the chayfetz. And the hektish should be chal. Why is it that the Gemara says ain of the makdish tovah shein shaloi? So Tosfos, there's a riot to Shitas Rashi that neitel klim and uman amanas levakri is a lekech, and not the reason why he's chayv achrayis is not because he is a shoyl. And the Achrayim say a number of terutzim. The Mitzape Eisen brings b'shem the Yamshel Shleimim b'avakama. The Yamshel Shleimim is mechalik. This that we say a maskir could be makdish a chayvus, which is biad asoich. It was only by karka. By karka, the chayfetz is always remains b'shus. The karka never switches and can be called b'shus somebody else. So even when the seicher rents the karkois, but it's still considered b'shus the maskir, the karka is its own b'shus. And therefore, being that the karka is b'shus a medes, we still see it b'shus a maskir. And therefore, the maskir still retains the right to be makdish it, even though the seicher has rights of schirus on it. This that he rented it out does not make it any b'shus the maskir, and the maskir can still be makdish it. When it comes to metaltlin, where the shoyl or the seicher takes the chayfetz into his own rishos, the chayfetz is now ainer b'shusay of the mashal and ainer b'shusay of the maskir. In such a case, the maskir and the mashal cannot be makdish the chayfetz anymore. It's called the dovish ainer b'shusay. And being that the chayfetz ainer b'shusay, the hektish is not chal. B'meila, in our sugya, we are talking about metaltlin. When it comes to metaltlin, then the mashal and the maskir lose their right. The chayfetz is called ainer b'shusay, and they lose the right to be makdish the chayfetz. Mashenkin, the Gemara in Eruchin is discussing karka. In such a case, the makdish, the mashal and the masker still have right to be makdish the chayfetz. The stipler answers the Rishonim who say that anoitel klim and umanam nas levakri is a shoyil. So why is it that in our Gemara, the Gemara says that the meicher cannot be makdish? It's called a makdish tovah shein shaloi. So the stipler, this that we say that anoitel klim and umanam nas levakri is considered a shoyil is only when the one who took it amanas levakri is returning it. When he comes to return the chayfetz, it comes out that he's saying that he doesn't want to buy it. In such a case, we don't see him bechlal as a lekech. We see l'mafreya that when he picked it up, it wasn't a picking up to be a lekech. So it is gali l'mafreya that he picked it up, he was not a lekech. So what is achrayis now if the chayfetz is nenes b'yaday? Anytime it's nenes b'yaday, a person doesn't want to keep the chayfetz in such a case. And therefore we say the achrayis is because even if he wants to return it and he's not a lekech, he's still chayv achrayis because he's a shoyl on it. Being that it was a no shaloi, he's gaining from this that he's holding it, he's considered a shoyl and he's chayav achrayis medina shoyl. But that's all in the case when the person who picked it up wants to return it, where it's his galil mafrei, he's not a lekech. In such a case, the chayav achrayis is because he's a shoyl. But she'en kain, in the case where the people are picking it up by the squashes and the amanas levakri, we could assume the people who picked it up want to buy it. In a case where the person taka wants to buy it, in the end he's amanas levakri and he decides that he wants to buy it, then this that he picked it up mitchila and he's a lekech, that remains. And we assume he's a lekech all along. So if this type, because we see that the meicher can't be chayzer, once the lekech picks it up on Manas Levakra, the meicher can't be chayzer, the meicher can't back out of the deal. The lekech already has a kinyan on it. Al kochach, the lekech has a kinyan on it mitchila when he picks it up on Manas Levakra. Only if he returns it, he could be a skalim afer that he was never a lekech. But if he decides to keep it, he becomes a lekech from the shor rishonah from when he picked it up on Manas Levakra. So therefore, if the meicher wants to be makdish it, the ones who picked it up on Manas Levakra can say that they want to keep the chayfetz. In such a case, they are lekech, and the meicher does not have a right to be makdish it because ain't the makdish tovah shein shaloi. Al kolponim, he said over machlikus rishonim. Why is it the halacha of Shmuel anoitel klim and umen on Manas Levakra and nenes biyodei is chayav achrayis? Some rishonim are mefarish this that he's chayav achrayis is because when he picks it up on Manas Levakra, it's kol ano shaloi and he's chayav achrayis like a shoyl. She does Rashi in Bob Metzia is that a little kli on Manas Levakra is chayav achrayis because Bishasi picks it up on Manas Levakra, he already has a kinyan of a lekech, we consider it his chayfetz, and if it's nenes b'yodei, he's chayav achrayis, but as if it's his own chayfetz that got lost. We said over Taisis Kasha, Taisis brought a right for the one that peches, that we see the meicher cannot be makdish the chayfetz because man is b'yad, the one who's picked it up on Manas Levakra. So Taisis we see he's already a lekech, and therefore either the makdish tov v'shein is shaloi. But if it would be that he's only a shoyal, the mashal still has the right to be makdish the chayfetz. We said over two terutzim to Tosfos Raya, the Mitzpah Eisen brings the Yamshel Shleimus, Mechalek din Karka Metaltlin, that Karka is always Beshus, the Masker Emedes, it's Beshus Eimed, it's not considered fully Beshus the Seicher, being that Karka is always Eimed Beshus Atzmai. The male of the Masker still has the right to be Makdash, Mashenkin, and our Gemara, we're discussing Metaltlin. being that the Mshoyel and the Seichet take the Metaltel into his own Rishus, it's considered Einu Bershusay of the Mashal, and therefore the Mashal does not have right to Makdish anymore, Zok to Gemara, Einu the Makdish Tov Hashayna Shaloi. And we said, also the Teretz of the Stipler, says this, that Tosfos says he's Chayav Achrayis as a Shoyel, is only in a case when the one who picked it up wants to return it. In such a case, he's been Megalim Afrei, is not a Lekech. So why is he Chayav Achrayis if Lemafrei is not a Lekech? He's Chayav Achrayis because he's a Shoyel. But in a case when the Lekech decides he wants to keep it, we assume he's a Lekech Mishav Yishoyna. But Raya, the Meichah cannot be Chayzer, the Meichah can't back out of the deal. Therefore, Zok the Stipler, we see when he wants to keep it, he's a Lekech Mishav Yishoyna. The male of the Meichah does not have right to Makdash, Zok the Gemara, ain't of the Makdash, Tov Yishoyna Shaloi.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.